Nah. All right, so let's see. Let's see. I got another question for y'all. What kind of person do you want to be today?
Rich motherfucker, rich.
I'm gonna be today. I don't be comfortable. That's the fuck I want to be.
I like where I'm at.
I do. So you want to be you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like the person you are today.
Yeah, I would love to be a lot more content with my situation, but I need more. Can't help it. Sometimes you need more.
Nah, I feel like right now I'm too content. So I'm just like, I feel like I need to be better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wish I was content, but I know that I need more at this moment in life. So I'm not content. Wish I was, because, you know, some people are a lot more happier. But
do y'all feel like society, like, kind of like implants this, I guess, this thought in everybody's head where by a certain age and things like that, we need to be at a certain point in our life? Like, all right, you're 25 now, you need to have a house, you need to have a car.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Though it's gotten to the point where people don't even see their 20s as being young anymore. Like, people think by their 20, like, 8s or 6s or 7s, that they need the house, they need the two kids, the marriage. And, like, the 20s are really just you and your shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's where you grow, and if you haven't learned any skills already through a teenager, but learn some new skills, find something that, you know, you're comfortable with or happy with, and, you know, making that your own.
So, I don't think the specifics of it, I mean, because I have seen where it's like, you know, by 25, you should be, I wouldn't say a homeowner, but somewhere along the lines of having a house, either renting or whatever. So that, to that extent, no. However, I believe that every certain age has a milestone that should be accomplished by that certain age. However, different paths have different milestones, such as, you know, if you're going to really go for your master's, you know, that there's your milestones are a bit more spaced out. But if you're pretty much living I guess you could say a casual life, I would consider my life being a little bit casual. I feel like there are certain milestones that should be completed at a certain age. I feel like you should have an idea of what you should want to do by 20, 21. At least an idea.
Think so?
Of what you want to do. I would go earlier than that. An idea of what you want. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the path or the career that you're going to have.
I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
I get what you're trying to say.
But, you know, certain milestones like that, I feel like there are certain things you should. Like, if you're 26 and you now got an idea of what you want to do, I mean, shit. Yeah,
but it happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. Sometimes reach that point in their life where it's like, you're 26 and then you just find this new ass thing out of nowhere, and all of a sudden you find out you're like, mad passionate about it.
I'm like,
wait, so I'm gonna get out for a second. And then, you know, that's the thing. Like, it's not wrong with that either.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, because I am that person. At 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, not once did I ever think about painting. Not a single time. Not a single time. Until I hit, 24, 25? 30. Is when I was like, I like painting. And then, so I could say that I was that person.
Yeah, however, now that you know you're 30 and then you're making it like your career, kind of.
Yeah,
I almost had to do the math in my head. I was like, how old am I? Wait. I was 29. The fuck?
I'm a young boy. If I shaved all this, I'd look young as fuck.
Yeah, you're young. You'd
look like a baby. I feel like if we all shaved, we'd look like fucking babies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I literally have
ball
not
head, shaved ball face.
Yeah, I literally have not shaved my beard since I grew it.
Yeah. So, no, no.
Well, I mean, like, shaved it down, like, of course, a
baby. Right.
But, yeah, I've never known bald face since, what, 16, 17, maybe?
Yeah, I think I've shaved, like, once, and someone called me a pedophile, and I was like, I'm growing my shit back out.
He's like, and that's the end of that shit.
That's the end of that. Never again.
Didn't you shave your face, like, a majority of it? Like, not...
Not too long ago, he did.
Right?
Yeah, it wasn't like
it was just
his beard was a lot longer. And he's like cut it all down.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mark just had like the one you can like you know.
But
like,
I didn't shave it down to a baldy.
No, but you shaved the majority of it though. Like yeah. You shaved like more than what you had.
I don't know. I feel like you spend so much time like. So from like birth to like age 4, probably even earlier, like you spend all you're like learning. And you go from age 4 to age 18, 19, depending on whatever, in school. Like you spend all of these years in school. Like, and it's like some people take the route where it's like, all right, I'm gonna go to college for 2 years, 4 years, 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, and now you're in school until fucking you're 26, 27 years old. And, you know, now I feel like the 20s should be like, you still, like, do you, right? Like, if you decide, like, you want what you want to do from 20 on, you know what I mean? Good. But if you're like 26, 27, like, and you still have no idea what you want to do, or you still didn't accomplish what you want to accomplish, like, it's safe. Yeah. You don't have, or if you don't, you know, live on your own or whatever, like, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think society should push us to a point where it's by this age, you need this, by this age, you need that, by this age, because now you feel like, because now you make 30 feel old. Right, and they say you're supposed to be a prime.
Yeah, what I think is like, because it differs on like the culture and shit. Like, I think American culture is so so hung up on like material possessions. Mm-hmm. Like they always want to be like, all right, you know, by this age you gotta have this and that and this and that and this and that. But if you look at other cultures, like most kids don't move out of their parents' house until they're married.
Yeah.
So it's just like the parents typically won't be pushing for them to move out, not unless they want to on their own.
Yeah, it's definitely like an American thing.
It's definitely an American thing, or maybe it happens. Maybe you see it more in like developed countries and shit. Mm-hmm.
But, like my mom didn't want me and Kalu to move out until we were. She still wants us to live with her. Mm-hmm. And then I see like a lot of parents are like, they want their child or children to live with them, right? And it's like, you know, and at the same time, it's like, it's looked down upon. Like, say, like, if I'm talking to a girl and I'm like, I live in my mom's house or I still live with my mom at 26, yeah. It's automatically like,
you're a grown
ass man. Yeah, like, right. Why are you still living with, you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's kind of like that, I guess like a double edged sword. Like, it's,
right.
It doesn't seem like it's a good thing. Like, it's a good thing, you know, be like, I'm trying to save money. You know, I want to do this, but I, you know, I'm just trying to get myself together.
But that's the other problem with the label of society, and it's the fact that, just because you say that you live with your mom, uncle, whoever it is,
right?
I feel like there should be no need of an explanation. Like, yeah,
for real.
I remember, and I won't get into detail, but I remember asking. I remember asking Mark, and we talked about it, and his reasoning made complete sense. Do I feel like he should explain that to anybody? Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Right.
But
now, if you choose to,
yeah, if you choose, that's fine. But to be judged on it, that like so suddenly, I think that's whack.
Yeah, I mean, I've known people who try to judge me based on like my living situation, or like Amla smacked the bitch, right? Because she tried to, no, right? Because she was judging me. She was trying to judge me on how many bills I pay. It's like, what do you get out of like trying to like measure this?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, it's just like some people think their maturity level is like on some on a whole type of another level because they're doing this or that, but like in reality, like you're still a child in your whole mentality.
Right.
And it's like it's crazy because it's like I don't like just like you said, right? Like, oh, you're not paying mortgage, rent. You're not paying electric, water. Like, so what do you know? It's like, mm-hmm. What the fuck? Like, you have no idea, like, of my situation. So what makes you sit here and try to think, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're better than me because you're paying more than what I'm paying for. Like,
right?
It makes no sense.
It's like just because you pay more bills than someone don't mean like you got more value than them or some shit.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely feel like society has definitely done that over the years to make people, like, feel like shit.
And these people just fall into the trap of it.
Yeah.
Rather than think for themselves, they just, mm-hmm. you know, they hold on to that idea.
Is that weird, unnecessary, and, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't find a word. But just competitiveness. Where it's like the way to find out one is better than the other is say how many bills they got. It's like, all right, fine, bet. Give me a year. Let me sign up for 1,000 credit cards and I'm
And not like I get like if you have a plan where you're like, all right, like if you have a 2-year plan, a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, like I get that. You know what I mean? Like you're like, I want to accomplish, you know, these things within this timely manner. Like,
yeah.
Which makes sense, you know. You tell somebody that, and it's like, okay, cool. Like, so you have a certain plan that you want
to,
you know, accomplish. You know what I mean? But to be judged on it just because, like, if your living situation is comfortable for you, you know, it's comfortable for you. Like, it shouldn't be a problem to whoever, you know. But some people look at it like, oh, you're 28, and you still living with your parents? Okay.
Yeah.
You a dub. It's like. Or you're not grown enough, or you immature, like,
right?
It's crazy.
I don't know. People have like a weird measurement of maturity level. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people could live with their parents, but they could have been through fucking hell, and you would have never know. And you're judging them that they're living with their parents.
Yeah,
that's dumb. And that shows how their maturity level is.
Yeah, but I know a bunch of people that live with their parents and they still mature as hell.
Yeah, for real.
So, like, you know, I don't think people should be judged on that at all. I don't even think, like, if you 30 and you, like, feel like you just getting your life started, like, you know, I mean, good for you. If you're 20 and you feel that way, good for you. Like, I don't think it should be measured by your age. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like people measure success too often rather than happiness.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Big difference between the two.
Nah, for real.
People mainly value success more than happiness.
Yeah.
Like if money wasn't like a thing, bro, a lot of these people wouldn't be happy. Or you would see a lot more happy people, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You would see a lot more happy people if money wasn't a thing.
Yeah. So I say money is the root of all evil.
Agreed.
So, let me see. Are you good at being present in the moment?
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
No. I'm a drifter, man.
Yo, for real.
I'm a fucking mental edge drifter, yo.
I agree.
Like, I can be having a whole ass conversation with somebody, and I'm talking, and my mind is somewhere else. Like, I'm thinking of a completely separate thing.
I'm the same way. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when I'm, like, I'm talking to somebody, and I haven't heard a single, like, word they said, and I'm staring directly at them. Like, yeah. I'm thinking of something completely different at that point.
And I don't do it on purpose.
It just happens. Like, literally, my mind just wanders all the fucking time. Like,
the only time I don't ever drift is like if I'm having like a hella intense conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then if I'm like,
it's hard to drift away one.
Huh?
It's hard to drift away one on one. Like, if I'm like, say, like, if I'm like, not even like multiple people in a conversation, but like, say, if I'm at work and I'm like with a coworker or something and it's just like a lot of stuff going on around me, like, I'll like start drifting off. But like, if you're ever like in a confined space, like fucking prison, but like you're more of like a private, like a private area with like just one other person, I focus a lot more. I still can drift off; it just happens.
Yeah.
But it's a lot less likely to. For what I'm saying.
No, I'm always there.
Yeah, Leo's definitely always there.
Well, present in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always live for the moment. Every single time. I mean, there could be times that I could drift, but almost never, though.
Yeah, but for the most part, you stay on point.
Always.
I can vouch for that.
I love
you put trash.
I can only remember it, man. It was this thing I listened to of Deepak Chopra, and like, I won't get into it only because I will fucking butcher it if I try to fucking remember. But it was basically about, you know, living in a moment. Like, pure happiness is living at that very moment, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm sitting here and you're reminiscing about something in your past, like, you know, your out-of-body experience is now all the way back. And your body is here, and you're not experiencing that moment of your body being here and what's happening now. Same if you drift off and you think of something in the future, you're out of body, is somewhere else. It's not here in the moment, so you're not really absorbing it. You're not taking it for what it is. That's probably it's the same thing, but I don't take pictures as much as I used to. I felt like every moment needed to be captured on my phone, but it didn't. Like,
I definitely take a lot of pictures.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm not sitting here saying who take pictures and shit. You're out of the moment. Mm-hmm. However, like, if I'm, like, for example, if one of you guys are having a moment of enjoying yourselves, or you're doing something that you like, or anything, I will take a photo of that to capture that moment. You know what I'm saying? But if it's like me and you, or if it's us and we're all engaging in something, I'm not going to pull my phone out and be like, remember this moment, because we're in it. You know what I mean? Like, the experience alone, a photo can only do so much. You know what I mean? But actually being in that moment, once I pull out my phone and I try to record something, it takes me out of that.
Yeah.
You know, it takes me out of that experience. So, like, with Emilio and with the baby, I experienced so much. and, like, what I do now, instead of taking photos, I just record. And I'll just point my camera. And then I'll still interact and have it record. So it still kind of leaves me in the moment instead of me trying to capture that moment and being like, hold on, just look at the camera, do da 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 da. I can always just go back on a video and pause it at that right moment and screenshot it.
Everybody had like the ugly face on. You just catch one on there, just like, what is that?
You know, it's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, I agree with everything that you said. I do. I really do. And then it's like, at the same time, it's like when you, like, I was talking to my mom and she has like these like like picture books this big, bro, of just like everything that happened from like the past and stuff. Like, and I'd be looking at it like just like and wow, yeah. Like, so many, you know what I mean? Like, it's so many memories. Like, and that's what I always I want to do that to this day. Like, I love to take, like, I don't take pictures as much as Khalil do. I tell you right now, Khalil's amazing. Khalil has become so good at taking pictures, but I'm not, like, I want to take more pictures of, like, us and, you know, the people around us and the people that we love, because, like, God forbid, but when we don't have them around, like, that's all we have left to, you know, cling on to. It's like those pictures, those memories, those video cam, you know, the recordings and stuff like that, like.
Yep.
You know, like, I always underestimated the value of pictures and videos and stuff like that. Like,
And it's not even about like posting them either. Like, a lot of pictures on my camera, like, they've been on my camera. They haven't seen Facebook. They haven't seen Twitter or Instagram. Probably seen Snapchat a bit, but for the most part, they're like for me, because I have like all of you guys like. Pictures, like, I always send you guys the best ones, but I keep I keep the whole roll usually. But I usually just send you guys the best ones.
And I want to do that too. Like, I want to get like those, like, a big picture book and just have that, you know. So like when I have kids and they look and they're like say for example, like me and Leo were just talking about this the other day, like moving to like different states and stuff like that, where like here we're so accessible, but like say for example, like I go up and I move to Texas, Leo moved to South Carolina, you know, like you guys either stay in Philly or, you know, you move Seattle, California, wherever, you know what I mean? Like, and we can't see each other as often. Like, we have those pictures, so we have kids, like, oh, this is, you know, Uncle Khalil, this is Uncle Leo, this is Uncle Mark, like, you know, like, yeah, we don't see them often, but they are, you know, like, a big part of who I am today and things like that. Like, I remember seeing, like, the first, my baby shower, I think, was after I was born. I think it was my first birthday or something like that. Like, and I just remember seeing it on this old-ass video, like, camera. And just being shocked, look at it. That's me. Like, my dad was carrying me like this, hanging off his shoulder, like, and I'm like, yo, what?
That's the only thing I wish I had, because I had them at one point, the home videos and shit. I remember seeing one, and my mom was holding me, and like, I'm just in her arms, and I'm just chilling, and my head went, and it went back, and it was here behind me, and that joint went thung. But I didn't cry or anything. But, like, those home videos, I mean, they're probably trashed by now. Like, I have a stack of fucking pictures. Like, but, you know, I almost disagreed with you about the whole, like, you know, having those photo memories of blah, blah, blah. And, but then again, you're right. Like, there are, like, moments where, like, and this is, like, an exclusive John that, you know, that only
I can't even see that. What is that?
That's exclusive. That's a gentleman's lobby exclusive of one of my favorite pictures. There's a full body one. However, like, that's what you'll get. Like, you'll get. Let me get that.
What is that?
I can't even see that. I think it's because of the whole blurry thing.
Oh, is this the picture I sent you?
No. This is exclusively me. Is it that bright? Oh, there we go.
That is.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know what part of Malik that is. But I have another picture of Malik. Malik always gives the best pictures, yo.
Yo, nah, bro. Y'all...
Malik always has the best
pictures. Like, there will always be... like, but only I have access to that. You know what I mean? Mark has some shit.
But... I got dirt on all of y'all.
Mark has some shit that I'm like, bro, we may have to take your phone and delete that.
Mark's the last person I'll betray. I can't afford that.
For real, bro.
It's bad enough that Joey got him. And, like, he... See, like, Mark isn't a ticking time bomb. However, Joey, you just never know.
That's why you just avoid him. If you avoid him at all costs, he can never get mad at you. Yo.
Every year for my birthday, I'm waking up and I'm like, don't post a picture of me. Don't post a picture of me. It's bad. Like I said, it's bad enough that every time I log into Facebook, it's like, oh, you want to see your memories? And in 2012, I wrote some shit like,
I love my memories.
Ew. I just,
some of them are really cringy. Like, my statuses are.
Yeah, they're fucking disgusting. I just saw a status today, and it was like, on the, I don't even want to say
it. No, say it. Say it.
Okay.
That next thing you about to throw out. He said,
it was like, should I say the name? I kind of don't give a fuck because it doesn't matter. It's not full
name. You want to say
name drop people?
Yeah, name drop it. That's what you're saying, Colin?
I'm saying don't.
That's what I'm saying. That's my nigga right there. I don't even know. It was like on the bus with Ashley, and I don't give a fuck. And I was like, what? I was like, why would I write that? Like,
and I don't give a fuck. Do you ever think, like, sometimes, like, somebody wrote a status for you and you forget that they wrote the status? Yeah. So you think you wrote that status? You're like, why would I write? I know I wouldn't write no shit like this. Like,
I don't know.
Nah, I could see Leo writing that. Especially, like,
during that time.
During that time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Leo's probably like, I'm on this bus with Ashley and I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. I don't give a damn.
Y'all was probably, yeah, probably like in a week from now, y'all probably see a status about Malik and Leo getting ready to fight or some shit.
That's like, funny.
What the fuck? Did my Facebook update? Ew, what the hell?
Yeah, Facebook be updating low key and I hate that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing now. I delete my Facebook again, though.
But yeah, man, I'm like, I definitely would do that, like with the, like a whole like photo album and all that. I definitely would. Like,
yeah, I think what I've wanted to do for a while is like buy a disposable camera and just take it back and just snap pictures or whatever. And you never know what you get is good or not, but you know, you get it developed and you're just like, oh damn, like I remember that moment, like that was a good moment.
That is, it's something about opening that paper fold
and yeah,
taking the photos out and then you're like flipping through them. I do like that.
That's dope, like, man. You're looking, yeah, getting all teary eye looking at shit that happened in 2008.
Yeah,
2056 and shit. Like,
what the fuck year is that? I ain't gonna be here for that.
That's only in 30 years.
Yeah, like
36 years.
We be 50 years old. Damn. I won't be. I won't be 50. I'll probably be
there. No, we'll be like 60. 60.
So yeah. Damn, social distancing. That's what we're fucking.
That's where we're at.
I gotta look at y'all on the fucking screen and shit.
Yeah, right.
I think it's insubordinate and churlish.
Well, you could see your brother.
I don't know how I'm like that.
Door.
What? I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yo, your closet door open, yo.
Yeah, it's definitely open.
Adam scared.
I should do that during the podcast. Just like we talking.
Yo, I would have been like,
you would have ended up on a top 15 scariest videos on YouTube. Right. And shit.
Yo, me and Amelia been watching some. Yo, them Jones.
Yo. That's my like go to sleep videos. Like I'll put them on and just watch. I'll just watch them as I'm going to sleep. Some of them be scary, but I just feel like,
yeah. There was one where this dude was like in a theater or some shit like that, and it was just him by himself. And like, you know what I'll do? I'm gonna talk about it for a second, and then on the Instagram, I'm gonna see if I can like download the video, or send it, or like post a link to it just so for reference. But basically, like, so he goes like somewhere like in the basement of this old abandoned theater, and imagine like, so he has like tripod set up, and it's pointing down in a hallway. The hallway ends with a closet door that's pretty much already open. And then there's two doors on the side of that closet, and the door is pretty much open like that. Like, so if you were to open the door, it would basically hit the closet.
Right.
Just to kind of paint you the image. So he sets up the tripod, and he has a personal camera like facing him. So he goes into the room to the left. He's like looking around, and then the view changes to the hallway, John. And yo, all you see is the fucking door that the room that he was in, that John was, boom, that shit slams hard as shit. This dude falls over, tripping over. He fucking runs out the fucking room, grabs his tripod, and that's it. Like, that's the video right there. But I'm going to send that shit to y'all. But, yeah, I got to watch these. I love watching them ghost videos. Malik, too scared to do it. Malik, bitch, mate. You trying to watch some ghost videos, Malik? Try to do a Facebook watch party?
Yeah.
Oh, can we do that?
Yeah.
Facebook watch party. Yo, we should totally do that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Let's do it.
I'm scared, yo.
No.
I'm scared.
It's not, you can't even do a Facebook watch party. Would you, how y'all do it?
I don't know. I just we'll see everybody's fucking doing it. Shit, it was
watch Norman Reed, Norman Freeman all day.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? Did anybody watch Invisible Man?
No.
No, I've kind of got the whole run through, though.
Yeah. I draw 75% of it is fucking great. When he gets towards the end, I'm like...
We just seen Joker yesterday.
For real?
That movie's really... good, yo.
Mark, did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yo, yeah, that movie is
I know, good. I'm making it a thing to watch all the Oscar-nominated movies of 2019.
Okay.
And so far, I've only made it through two so far, but that's more than... I
watched Parasite yesterday, but...
Oh, my God. Parasite definitely deserves
it. I need to watch that.
I have to wait to watch that.
Why?
Quarantine Bay wants to watch that, so.
Okay.
She's seen it, but she wants me to. I said I want to watch it, but I'll watch it with her. Watch it with her.
So you gonna watch it with me?
Facebook.
You're not Quarantine party. Bay.
I know, Pablo. You gotta find a Quarantine Bay. No, I will. Parasite is so fucking good. It deserves the best picture.
Definitely. I want to see it though. Yeah. I do want to see it.
I Invisible Man, there's, I don't give a fuck because y'all never gonna watch it.
You're right.
There's like a whole, in a hospital, crazy, what the fuck are they called? Not an insane asylum, but.
Psych
like,
ward?
If you don't want to see an Invisible Man, you might want to skedaddle real quick.
Yeah. Mute this, Sean. It's not that much of a spoiler. But anyway, they're in this hallway. And basically, the Invisible Man is kind of like revealed, not his face, but just how he's invisible.
The fact that he exists.
Yeah. And there's a whole hallway scene where, like, basically, she finally gets out of her room. She's about to run, but the Invisible Man, you know, fucking picks her up and, like, throws her. She drags down the hallway, whatever. Then. Two cops come and put her at gunpoint, and they're really close. They're like not too far apart from each other, and so the Invisible Man basically knocks out the two guards, and like eight more of these niggas come in the hallway, and mind you, he's like advancing. So she's on the floor looking at everything happen. These two officers are knocked out next to her. Both with guns. this dude, the whole time, doing like a whole daredevil, beating the bullshit out of all the cops, and she's laying on the floor. But the whole time, she could have just picked up a gun. There was a scene within that hallway scene, a whole scene where he's being all dramatic, where he grabs the bull's gun, and the dude's on his knees. He's like, you see a floating gun, and he's like, bang. Doesn't shoot, just says it. Bang. Like, there for like 20 seconds. Dog, she could have just picked up a gun and was like, bah. Yeah, real bang. She could have got flicked. Yeah, but yo, that whole scene dragged on for so long. I'm sitting there like, for real? And then after he left, she's like, okay, let me get up and start fucking running too.
Oh my God. Like, man,
this is some fucking dumb shit. So it went from, the whole movie is so fucking banging. Then towards the end, it's like,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's like happened. Sausage Party. The entire movie Sausage Party. Yeah. It's like, you're kind of like, okay, like, I know what this movie is. Like, what the fuck, and then the last 10 minutes is like, everything that the movie was trying to explain happens in the last 10 minutes. Like, it's insane, bro. Wow.
I think that's about it for this week of
either
the quarantine edition.
This whole month, all depending on how uploading goes.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
We'll see. Interesting. But it's been real, gentlemen. There's been a lobby, you know. I don't think we did the introductions before, but this is Khalil, aka Lil Beats, aka Lil Grippers.
Our names are like Ty Dundurus, isn't it?
No, you want to do a thing? Okay.
It's Mark.
Is it? Oh, it's
Malik.
Nah, it's Malik.
You got that picture of Africa back there. You from there?
Homeland.
A little bit.
What point at where you know where you grew up?
It's a little island. What's so this called? Little island is huh?
What's it called?
This island right here is separated. This is the what we call in Africa. We call this the Bombay River. Right? So right here is the Bombay River. This island is called Force Roda.
Stop doing what you're doing.
This is called Force Roda.
Please stop doing what you're doing, please.
It's only a village of a max, 100, I think 160, 50 people, I believe.
That's a big ass island, bro.
Yeah, but housing and things like that, like, it's not really that big. I was right here. So on this coast, on the Bombay River, right here, you see a lot of turtles, koi fish. You see a lot of all types of stuff. Yeah, so
hashtag
that's
the line, Your Honor.
Turtles and koi fish. All right.
You don't see that, no. Turtles and koi
fish. Turtles and koi fish.
All right. Oh, and it's Leo.
Farewell, my boys.